And welcome to the Zelenko Report. I'm Ann Vandersteel, and we don't know what day it is here, apparently, because I've got my calendar all screwed up. And that's how we're going to start the show. I'm going to own the fact that I've had to actually flip the show back and forth a few times already in the last 5 minutes. Well, anyway, back to the business at hand. I'm so glad that you're here to join me for the Zelenko Report, because we are still working for truth and God to take down the tyranny of our time. Today, we are going to be talking about former CIA director Mike Pompeo, who has been served a lawsuit, apparently, alleging that there's been some spying from his agency when he was director on Julian Assange and the journalists who visited Julian Assange while he was in the Ecuadorian embassy. We're going to also briefly touch on the Fed interest rate hike that everybody is waiting with bated breath today. And of course, Wells Fargo's mortgage debacle, and whether or not they're going to be seeing any additional home sales for the rest of the year. What does that look like? We have guests today in the green room right now waiting to come on. Michelle Swinnick and Steve Stern with the Committee Precinct Strategy, fresh back from Mar-a-Lago. Stick with us right here at Brighteon.
Hi, everybody. Doug Billings from the Right Side with Doug Billings. Don't forget, Brighteon TV, the place to find everything that you want, yes, including these two ladies. Holy moly, look at me. You think that God's not involved in this? You got another thing coming. It's a God thing, ladies and gentlemen. Join us.
We love you guys on Brighteon TV, Resistance Chicks, and Doug Billings.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value, that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history. And they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com. Satellite phones have been wiped out globally because of the supply chain collapse and war in Europe. But a truly amazing new option has emerged, the BiviStick, which allows you to send and receive text messages using almost any mobile device without relying on cell towers at all. In a world where war, riots, or a power grid failure can happen literally at any time, the BiviStick and its two-way satellite messaging gives you the power to reach loved ones, to send emergency messages, or request a rescue. And to use this device, you do not have to register your name, and you don't need to turn on location services or reveal your geographic location. The battery life is several days in duration, and you can easily recharge it using a small portable power bank. There are only about 20,000 BiviSticks that will be available in America this year. Get yours now while they're still available at SAT123.com. That's SAT123.com. Here we grow again. Brighteon is expanding with our new daily live stream in Espanol. Anchored by hosts like Yor Hernandez, a former Telemundo and Fox reporter, Brighteon TV in Espanol is bringing over a dozen new hosts and shows to the Spanish speakers of the world who are seeking out the truth on everything. To watch, go to Brighteon.com, click on the Espanol live stream, and prepare to hear the truth in a whole new language. Brighteon TV in Espanol. Nearly all the vitamin C sold at retail today comes from China, and it's made from genetically modified corn. Even though vitamin C is a critical part of immune support, it's also critical to know where your vitamin C comes from. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com, and we only sell non-China, non-GMO vitamin C. We then subject it to rigorous laboratory testing in our own food science lab, checking for heavy metals, glyphosate, as well as microbiological contamination. Only after it passes our tests do we encapsulate it and package it for our audience. You can find it at BrighteonStore.com. It's not the cheapest vitamin C on the market, but it is by far the most rigorously tested and honestly sourced vitamin C available anywhere in the world. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com.
And welcome back to the Zelenko Report. Ann Vandersteel here. I want to give a big shout out, of course, to our sponsors for this show today, ZStackLife.com. Use your promo code Foundation. That's how you're going to boost your immune system. Dr. Zelenko thought of everything you needed in one pill. ZStackLife.com. Use your promo code Foundation. And also Mike Lindell. What a guy. He's got MyStore.com in addition to MyPillow.com. Same promo code. We try to keep it easy here at the Zelenko Report. Use your promo code Foundation. Okay, now to the top of the news. Mike Pompeo, remember him? Some people call him Kansas. He is the former congressman out of Kansas and also the former CIA director. Now being sued over alleged spying of Julian Assange and journalists while Julian Assange was in the Ecuador embassy. That's right, the former United States Secretary of State and ex-head of the CIA has been formally served with a lawsuit which claims he provided oversight for criminal conspiracy to violate the Fourth Amendment rights of American lawyers as well as journalists inside the Ecuadorian embassy in London. He is one of the named defendants in the case, which also names the CIA, the security firm UC Global and UC Global director David G. Morales Julen. They are accused of spying on the WikiLeaks publisher and founder Julian Assange and his visitors while he took refuge in that embassy. The statement from the Assange Defense Committee said the suit was served on the former CIA head as he was posing for photographs at the John Ashbrook Memorial Dinner in Ohio on October 29th. This is going to get interesting, folks. Don't forget, remember, Mike Pompeo was funded in large part by the Koch brothers. So it's all getting very, very interesting. Then, of course, over at MSDNC, those dimwits, Jim Cramer, the guy who can predict a stock and definitely always bet against whatever he says to buy because it always tanks. It's as if he's in the tank to take you down. Jim Cramer stunned his MSDNC co-hosts when he openly supported CCP propagandists' theft of IP. And believe it or not, you have got to listen to the end of this for the co-host's stunned response. Here's Jim Cramer in his own idiotic words.
Hey, everybody. So today I want to talk about a Democrat-backed assembly bill that is disgusting, dangerous, and absolutely demonic. The bill is called Bill A 9968, and you could look this up for yourself if you don't believe me.
Right.
So I'm going to tell you a little bit about
the power of the state. There's no doubt, Eunice. Thank you for that. We mentioned before we went to Eunice some of the video that came out of Shanghai Disney Gym where they had to suspend operations to comply with the prevention measures, but literally kept people in the park until they came back with a negative test. Just astounding.
Well, was it three tests over 24 hours?
Because you get it. I mean, look, I had a PCR test with someone at 10, and they gave it to me by 5, so I don't think that's wrong. Let's just go back over. I mean, I think cheap propagandists, I call that person a dissembler, so to speak. But, I mean, they have a narrative which just says basically you can conquer COVID by just being locked down. And this has to change the narrative to being, what's even better? Our homegrown mRNA, which I am told is simply that they managed to get the intellectual property, stole it, which is good. Because when I say good, because it's better to have mRNA than not, let's just say they appropriated it. And they got to deal with, what do you do if you told people the way to beat this is no vaccine, right? And now you have a vaccine. So I think what you need is a propagandist.
Outside of the state infrastructure.
Exactly.
To start moving political opinion.
But I think when we think of propaganda, we think about other regimes that we didn't really appreciate. You might be silent.
I am silent. I'm just thinking about those poor people stuck at Disney, Shanghai Disney for... it's the worst places to be stuck,
but
still.
Chief, it's a real small world after all.
Guys, we'll get to the president here blasting...
Seriously, did you hear what he said? He is for mRNA vaccines for the jab, for the bioweapon. He is for state-run propaganda. He is for the theft of intellectual property. He's like, well, okay, whatever. This guy's crazy, and yet he's out here telling and advising people what stocks to buy. Folks, this is exactly why you never listen to the mainstream media. That is the most insane thing. I even think their co-host must have been like, oh, my God, somebody stop this guy. Well, something else that's stopping right now, home sales. That's right. Wells Fargo mortgage rates the mortgage staff are now bracing for layoffs. As I like to say, they're bracing for impact. The Wells Fargo mortgage staff is now very concerned because volumes at Wells Fargo have slowed further in recent weeks, leaving some workers idle and sparking concerns, actually, that the lender will need to cut more employees as the U.S. housing slumps deepen. The bank had about 18,000 loans in retail origination pipeline in the early weeks of the fourth quarter, and this is actually down as much as 90% from a year earlier. So folks, as we said, brace for impact. And if you're sitting on a bunch of cash, the home buying swarm should start probably Q1 of next year. If you're looking to buy, you're going to see a lot of people have to bail out because they can't afford the adjustable rate mortgages, or in fact, they may be out of a job despite all the lies coming out of DC. This is why I tell everybody, if you are sitting on cash, get it out, put it into a hard physical asset if you can afford a home, or if you wanted to sit on an asset that you can liquefy fairly quickly, metals. That's right, gold and silver, physical gold and silver, not the paper ETFs, folks. That is another fraud that has been perpetrated on people around the world. KirkElliottPhD.com is the guy that I've worked with since 2017. He is protecting my family's nest egg, KirkElliottPhD.com/Ann. And they will give you great consultative advice, low pressure, and they are the lowest, by the way, transactionally speaking. They only charge 8% when you actually invest, and there's no fee to exit and then liquefy back into cash or whatever currency you need. Okay, the United States is also set to deploy 6 B-52 bombers to Australia. This is now making them capable of launching a nuclear attack on China. This is like insanity to me right now. We're looking at North and South Korea launching missiles at each other. We are seeing the American U.S. troops, the airborne, have now been sent into staging into Ukraine. This is setting up for one heck of a world war. And again, we're at that 70-year cycle. We've seen it before. In 70 years, when the countries are bankrupt, what do? They start a war. The globalists, the bankers, they need a war to hide the fact they've absolutely bankrupted the entire global economy. And this is how they're going to be the distraction, get out of it, and of course, reset and refund. But this time, we're not having it. Get smart, get into gold and silver, and we're going to talk about other currencies as we get closer to all this. But this nuclear attack potential on China is meant to be a signal, by the way, to Beijing. Some are now calling it an escalation that the Pentagon has announced it'll be deploying these 6 B-52s to the Tyndall Air Force Base down in South Australia. According to Becca Wassler with the Center for New American Security, he says, having bombers that could range and potentially attack mainland China could be very important in sending a signal to China that any of its actions over Taiwan could also expand further. Gee, you think? All right, well, we have some guests that are standing by in the digital green room. Coming up, we've got the dynamic duo of the committee, the precinct committee strategy. In fact, Michelle Swinnick was on the show earlier with us here on the Zelenko Report last week. Now we have her dynamic duo, the Batman to the Robin, I should say. Steve Stern joining us here shortly.
Give us an update, all the Herculean efforts you've been doing nonstop, day in and day out. Where do we stand with all this, sir?
So we couldn't do it without you. And we have a special invitation for you, and you're going to love this. I'm going to put this up now so everybody can see it. On December,
hold it. I get a flag shirt. I get my flag shirt with my name and embroidered on it. Is that a special invite?
Not only that, but a hat put on there. This is even bigger because this is coming from President Trump and Martha Fain from the American Freedom Tour. You're invited.
Oh, wow.
1st of December. And I just got the call this morning and I didn't even know I was going to be on your show. And I was going to call you and let you know. This is phenomenal. If anybody wants to go, we have a few tables left. Call 1-888-977-2024. This is for all the work that you did. There'll be a lot of our candidates who are going to win this election because of the precinct strategy and all the people that have come out to help.
Well, joining me now in the studio are the two folks that made that event happen, and we're at Mar-a-Lago last night, Michelle Swinnick and Steve Stern with the Committee Precinct Strategy. So glad to have you here. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule, flying back and forth from Arizona. Steve, you've spent time with family, but you were recently with the president last night. How was Mar-a-Lago?
Well, it was super phenomenal. We got there real early. The president gave us an hour when he came in. He took a few pictures with us, and we'll tell you what happened. And what we mainly went there for was to ask him to support precinctstrategy.com. He endorsed it back in February with his endorsement. And so the endorsement was terrific. However, we wanted him to talk at his rallies and ask people to get involved. So that was our main focus there. We gave him three books that Dan Schultz did. Dan is the leader of precinctstrategy.com. He wrote books. He has his website, the www.precinctstrategy.com. And if you go there, you can get involved. So how do you get involved in the Republican Party? And why would you want to do this this late? Well, it's very important. There's only a few days left for the elections. Everybody is working hard. And what does being a precinct committee man mean? So there's 400 slots in the United States. There's 240,000 filled. Naturally, it changes. People drop out. They come in. But there are elections in a lot of the states in December for chairman. So we have a lot of people joining. Just to give an example, in Broward County, where I live in Fort Lauderdale, we had 64 new people join last week. We have another 200 that are waiting to come in the next couple of months. Same thing's happening in many, many other counties in Florida. We had General Flynn join as a precinct committee man. That was tremendous. He brought in 65 people. So it's happening all over. And what does a committee man and a committee woman do? Well, they go to meetings. They can do poll watching. They can do walking door to door for candidates. They can get people signed up to register. And just in Broward County, for every Democrat we register, we're registering 9 Republicans. We don't register them, but the Democrats register them. So they haven't been able to register a lot of people. It's happening all over the United States. And so we talked a little bit with Donald Trump about a lot of different things, how we could help, how we can help him. So we have a tremendous team. We gave him a list of all the people that are on our team. They're called the Bannon Success Team story. They go on Bannon. They go on a lot of shows. These are the people that really make it happen. We have one in every state, at least one. We have 2-3. And Michelle and I host the program every other Tuesday where they come on and we talk about things all over the country. So we advised the president about this. We talked about some of the people running, General Bodoc in New Hampshire. And he's one of the people that we have a great patriot called Lewis Topper. He called me about 6 weeks ago and he said, I got a great candidate for you. Would you try to get him onto some of the shows? So John Fredericks put him immediately on the next day. And from there, he's been on about 20 different shows. And tremendous. He's now leading in the polls. Then he called me and asked me if we could get Gerald Malloy. He's a major and he's running in Vermont. And we did the same thing for him. He pulled his polls close. He's a couple of points behind. And, you know, we need to win every Senate race we can do. So the president, while he was there, got a call from Blake Masters and a few of the other people. And, you know, he really responded terrifically. And some of the important things that we told him, we've got a guy in Minneapolis, David Penn, who's one of our leading stars, and what he's doing is getting people involved. And, you know, Minnesota has been one of the places where it's pretty tough to get people involved, but he's changing all that. He owns a big tire company, and he's devoted a lot of his money to getting people involved. Every Saturday, he has meetings. And then one of the greatest things that have happened is in New Jersey. You know, that's a blue state. So we have Elizabeth Nader there. She started a club with one of the radio hosts about 8 months ago with 8 people. And you would never believe it. She's got 90,000 people involved. I spoke to her yesterday. She had 80,000 2 weeks ago, 90,000 now. Wow. What's that mean? That means that when you run for governor or you run for a big office in New Jersey, boom, you had 90,000 people to spread the word. Well, if we do this in every state, we're going to take over. So
it's incredible. I mean, the momentum that you have built is pushing out poll numbers that are looking extraordinary across the country right now. I mean, of course, we're all holding our breath to make sure nothing bad happens to prevent us from having an election next Tuesday. But I mean, I think, frankly, Steve and Michelle, we're looking at people are predicting things like this in the Senate. We're looking at 56 seats in the Senate for the Republicans and 35 plus in the governor races, which would be and 50 plus seats pickup in the House. So we would have a supermajority, frankly, all over the country if in fact this works. And I've got to say, it's a lot of this is going to be because of your strategy. Michelle, I mean, do you believe these polling numbers that are coming back that are showing a red wave like that?
I think the polling numbers should actually, the real ones are higher. And you know that too. So it's just a matter at this point, literally everybody, go vote in person the day of and bring your blue ballpoint pen. And that's how you're going to overcome the algorithms. So the polls are just one indication, right? That's just momentum. But you have to keep in mind, you're going to believe these guys, right? Look at the whole system. So that's how we combat it at this point. And then you still have time to become a poll watcher, a poll worker. You can do the poll observing. So get on the phone and contact your elections department. That's what I did. I called to find out exactly what was going on. to tell my audiences on my shows and to tell the people in my community and to tell people on our Tuesday calls. Next thing you know, I get a call back and she's like, Michelle, I want you to be a judge at one of the centers. I said, whoa, I was calling for other people. Next thing you know, I'm running the Islamic Center. And there you go. Thank you, Heather. Thank you for pulling that up. Next thing you know, I'm running the Islamic Center, the voting center. So if you're in Scottsdale, Arizona, or any there, come vote with me because you know it's going to be the safest run election center in the whole country. I am there on patrol from 5:30 in the morning till close. There is no nefarious demons that are going to be showing up on my watch. So that's what everybody needs to do is go. And you can even if you want to volunteer at a polling center, just make sure you're at that, you know, at least in Arizona, it's 75 feet away. God forbid, you should be 74 feet. Not like six feet apart, social distancing, right? Right. So, yeah, don't do that. Don't do the satanic thing and make sure you do not wear a mask, people. That's nothing. That's not bad. For
yeah, what happens if they walk into your center with a mask on, Michelle?
Oh, I'm going to kick them out. I'm going to say, no masks. No, this you get kicked out automatically because I already know you're not even, God only knows what your vote's going to be. I can tell you right now, you're going to vote Democrat. Bye-bye now. So, but seriously, yeah, you can still get involved. Make sure you go and tell 10 of your friends. Tell your friend at your ends every day. Get your rear ends on your text messaging, your phone calls, and get everybody you know to turn out and vote. And at this point, you know, even if you don't like the candidate, it doesn't matter. You need to vote down ticket Republican for everything. And it's not because you're a Republican, and it's because the other side is so far gone, so demonic, so nefarious, that there's nothing good going to ever come of it at this point because it is that far to the extreme. So if you want more men peeing in women's bathrooms, then go ahead, vote for the Democrats. If you want $100 a gallon of gas, you don't want food, you don't want any diesel, if you like what's going on in this country, you want trans everything, you want your kids learning how to do sexual things in kindergarten, well, then you know what? Go vote Democrat. But you don't get to complain. So this is the chance for independents, smart, common sense Democrats, and of course, even the rhinos, get your rear ends out there and vote for the grassroots. Vote for anything down ticket Republican because it's just your chance to save the country and save your own self at this point.
I absolutely agree. And that's why I'm so excited to be at the polls first thing in the morning. And I've been telling everybody, bring your lawn chair, bring a cooler, bring some snacks and bring a smile because it's going to be a party. We're going to flood every single precinct with lines for days. Steve. In terms of Florida, you're a Florida resident. I'm so glad you are because you're just a powerhouse down here in Florida. And we're very grateful for all the work you do. And look at the beautiful swag you have. You're known as the flag shirt guy. Early voting in Florida has looked really promising for the Republicans. In fact, we're way out in front right now. What can you tell us about what you're hearing on the street in terms of the Florida elections with a re-election for Governor DeSantis, despite the anti-Christ showing up to try and take the governorship again?
Well, DeSantis is a great candidate. Chris doesn't have a chance in hell. Everybody we speak to is voting for DeSantis. I mean, he may win by 10 or 12 points. Actually, everybody in Florida are going to win. We're hoping that he carries along all the Republicans. You know, I'm supporting Carla Spaulding, who's running against Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Thank God.
For a lot of the people yesterday. Now, yesterday's event was not only to see Trump, but we had a great event. You see, I'm wearing a hat, Defend the Border. That's why Michelle stopped in. So yesterday, a great thing happened. We're going to show you a picture. Mark Goldman presented an award to President Trump called the American Defender of Zion Award for everything he's done in Israel. A lot of videos were shown, and you know it was fantastic. So a lot of people were there, and we did a lot of stuff with the flag shirt. If anybody wants to get a hold of me to get involved, all you have to do is go to theflagshirt.com, go to sstern1054@AOL. 954-318-6902. This gets you involved. Call me. We'll let you know how to get involved. Today we did one of the programs. We got 200 phone calls. We got to return them. Everybody says, well, how do you do it? You know, it's wild. So I'm going to let Michelle tell you about the rest of the event that happened last night. You see I'm wearing Defend the Border. We raised $400,000 for Tom Homan. Tom and I were together yesterday there along with everybody else, and they had a big program. And before she gets on, one of the most important things is we have a guy who's doing yournews.com.
Anthony. I know Sam very well. He's a good friend, and I broadcast on his platform.
Right. So we know he's fantastic. And then we've got a lot of people that
was
use
Was Sam it. There?
He was not there, but he's going to discuss this with a lot of people in Mar-a-Lago because a lot of people in Mar-a-Lago are members. And I told President Trump that, you know, a lot of people have invested in his company. And one of the most important things, we want everybody to get the app, votifynow.org. Why is that important? When you see something happening at your station that is not right, somebody's bringing 42 ballots in, report it to this app. So go on the App Store, get that. It's very important. I'm going to turn this over to Michelle to talk to you about the rest of the event.
Well, we've got just a couple minutes left in this segment because we're going to bring you back on. You've got some breaking news, and I can't wait to get to that because that's very exciting. But with respect to Votify, we had Melody Jennings on yesterday with cleanelectionsusa.org, and she's got a heck of a little thing going out in Maricopa. I mean, how do these things compare, Michelle, to what Melody's doing with Votify and Clean Elections USA?
They complement each other. So the Votify app is to actually go ahead and report nefarious actions, right? You're mm-hmm. seeing basic fraud. Let's just call it what it is, right? It's not election integrity. It's election fraud prevention, because that's what we're doing, preventing the fraud. So the app, you can download it on either the iPhone or the Android, and it also allows people to see where the nefarious activities are going on around your area. So you know, this is a hotspot. This is a hotspot. This is where it's going on. She's actually organizing people to watch the drop boxes, because that's where the mules are. So that, again, you'd never want to put your ballot in a drop box, in a female box, in a male box. You do not do that, right? Because then they can take it out of there, or it never gets to the polling place, especially if it says if it's a Republican ticket, it's going to end up like it did last in the 2020 election at the Hickman Farm, where they lit it on fire. So that's what you just do not want to do that. So her organization, and she had said, I don't know if she gave you the update yesterday, but last I heard, she was good to go for Mayor Corruption County, that she was fined for people watching the boxes. But in other states, go ahead to cleanelectionsusa.org, and then you can go ahead and sign up, and you can still go out and watch these boxes, because you're going to have mules. You're going to have more fraud happening in this election than you did in 2020, because nothing was changed. You still have more boxes.
Yeah.
You have two more years of hundreds of millions of dollars, two more years of plotting and planning and organizing. So that's why you need to get the app and to really get engaged and involved in many, many ways that Anne's showing you.
Michelle, we got to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, Michelle Swinnick, Steve Stern with the committeeprecinctstrategy.com were at Mar-a-Lago last night. They've got some breaking news coming out of Cochise County. Come right back to us after the break.
The world we once knew is collapsing. We're being warned to expect rolling blackouts, and our political leaders are deliberately shutting down pipelines, fuel refineries, nuclear power plants, and energy exploration. The currency is collapsing, while financial assets are plummeting in value, and the global food supply is being deliberately decimated. To survive this war being waged on humanity, you need more than just regular prepping. You need resilient prepping. And that's the title of my new free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. You can download the entire audiobook and a printable PDF transcript for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Resilient Prepping teaches practical strategies for prepping in three layers: high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. Resilient Prepping is your ultimate guide to surviving the total collapse of the world as we know it, because that's exactly what globalists are trying to achieve. Download this entire audiobook for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.
And welcome back to the second half of the Zelenko Report. Ann Vandersteel here with some incredible guests that have one's flown in from Arizona and one is sitting in South Florida. Both folks are working tirelessly on behalf of you with their committee precinct strategy. It's the this is the tool that we need for true civic engagement, true civic duty. Especially, this is what our founding fathers expected. We've got Michelle Swinnick and Steve Stern in the house right here on the Zelenko Report, and we've been talking about how we're going to be winning bigly, as we like to say, this Tuesday, November 8th. Where we left off was getting into some breaking news in Cochise County, Arizona. Michelle, you flew in from Arizona for the event last night at Mar-a-Lago, but some breaking news is happening today, and we're breaking it right here on the Zelenko Report. What is going down?
Yeah, Ann. So here's the skinny. You know, we started this Ban the Machines campaign in Arizona on the 9th of September because Jim O'Connor, who's Arizona Corporations Commissioner, was bold enough to write a letter to 110 different elected officials, which are his colleagues, saying you have to ban the machines. I've seen the documentaries. I've seen all the summits. I've watched the interviews and the videos. CISA even said it's connected to the internet. There's fraud everywhere. So he said, you know what? My role is to protect people in Arizona. So we wrote the letter. Well, it started a whole poop storm in Arizona, and we just made it bigger and bigger and bigger. So we've got the one-click email, all politicians and elected elites. So it's azsavesamerica.us. It takes less than 2 minutes a day. You do it every single day. It sends out the email, sends out the petition. It gives you the phone numbers to call them. It actually then also allows you to do an automatic post on Twitter and Facebook. And it sends it to all those 110 people saying, you got to get rid of these machines because not only are they fraudulent, they're not certified. They are uncertified. So it makes them illegal in 34 states because of the HABA Act.
Can I ask you something about the certification? Because the Election Assistance Commission, the EAC, was supposedly making sure these machines were certified. But it's my understanding that if you were getting certification done, and I don't know who could answer this, either you, Michelle, or Steve, but the certification agency was actually up in Canada. So we had a foreign corporation certifying our U.S. election machines. Does that sound familiar to you at all?
To that. So I don't go too far into the weeds. I let the team that we're working on that we put together when we did this take care of that dirty laundry kind of stuff, right? It's not just too much to keep track of. But it's that and worse that it's also the dates that when they did it, it needed to be updated and redone. And that's in up to 34 different states because of how this all happened with the HABA Act back in 2002. Like, remember that then it's like helping Americans vote again or making American voting again easier. You know, the name of the bill is opposite of what it's all about.
Always is.
Oh, yeah, it is. So then it attached money to the state. So they said, okay, if we're going to give you a bunch of money because this is how they worm their way in. And the states are like, okay, we'll put in the machines, right? And that's 2002. Hanging Chads, 2000, Clint, I think of his last name, he was at our summit that we did here in Arizona when we were giving the information of all the 17 experts. You know the names, you had them on your show. You've had the Tina Peters, you've had the Jovan Pulitzers, the Colonel Sean Smiths, and all the rest of them. They were at our summit, and we did it directly so that they, all the county supervisors, the county recorders, the county attorneys, the sheriffs, and the elections directors, who are all part of this campaign, they get that letter saying no more machines. Well, anyway, let me fast forward because I want to make sure that we have enough time to get all this stuff in. So when we launched this campaign, we got so much pushback from the Democrats, it was out of control. Then, of course, the thing that was very interesting, and I talked to you about, Ann, we got a lot of pushback from all the Republicans.
No surprise there.
You know what? They love that ranked choice voting, too. So that's what Tina Peters warned me. She said, Michelle, you know what's next? Ranked choice voting. They want it. And once that happens, just like Alaska, you can forget you're any type of a smidgen of an honest election.
Do you know what I'm hearing about rank choice voting? Mm-hmm. That they're actually funding some of the new media people out there, people that may be extremely popular. But I'm hearing these stories that the ranked choice voting folks are somehow engaged. And I think it's ranked choice voting coming out of Minnesota. And I'm waiting. I haven't been able to dig into their most recent 990 because they haven't been around. Some of these organizations aren't old enough to even go back and look and see where they're getting funding from. But if that's the case, that's scary because that's a Soros-funded operation.
It's all laundering, Anne. And you've been talking about it for, 2 years on your show? Like almost every episode, and you get on that stage at the Reawaken America Tour speaking out, some of your friends, and when we go back to talk about the border event, they were there at the event, which I want to share with you who was there. And in the Reawaken America event is this Friday and Saturday right here. You can watch it live on brightheon.tv. And Anna, when she's popping on, so you can see her. So back to the Cochise. So what happened was they had their board of supervisors meeting, right? Because Peggy Judd, she's she's got a pair of Canucks on her. She said, you know what? I don't care. I'm going to stick with this, and I'm going to make sure that I'm going to vote yes, because we should do a hand count. So we settled for they wouldn't take the machines out entirely because there was so much pushback. They got death threats because they wanted to do a hand count to verify what the machine said. Okay, that's how crazy these people are, right? Because how badly did they not they want those machines in there? Because they know it's controlled, right? Keep in mind, the entire election system is fundamentally designed to control the outcomes. Let that sink in for a second.
Of course it is. It's and been now, selections for 40 years.
Selected and elected elitists. That's what it is. But we're just starting to figure it out. So then Secretary of State Katie Hobbs is last Monday threatened to do a lawsuit against them. County recorder, who's a Republican, said, we're not going to represent you if there's a lawsuit. We're not going, and you're going to lose. You got to get your own funding to do it. They're going to come after you personally. And then you're going to have to pay for the other side's attorney. So Peggy says, you know what? And he says this at the meeting. He says it's at the actual meeting. And she says, you know what? I might go to jail. I don't care. I'm going to go forward and do this anyway because it's the right thing to do. So she did it. And then boom, it was the threats of the lawsuits and the backlash. And I can tell you right now, because she shared some things with me, there is no report, no support from leadership in the Republicans. I haven't heard a peep out of AZGOP, any of the other counties, other board of supervisors, people from other states, all Republicans. Either they told her to lay off, stop, or don't move forward, or I might watch it, but I'm not supporting this. And then yesterday, Mark Elias strikes again, launches the lawsuit personally against it's the entire co-chiefs panel. So it's Peggy and Tom who voted yes, and English who voted no. She's the Democrat on the board of supervisors. The county recorder, who's actually a good guy, he's for this. He's for us. He's on our side, we the people. And then Elisa Mora, who's the election director, she's not for us. She's totally on the right and then some side. So now they have a lawsuit against them because they don't want a hand count, which
how
harmless is that, right?
It's incredible to me how much money and how much reach Mark Elias has when you think about it. Again, that's the same guy who was the laundromat for Hillary Clinton, the DNC, to fund the Steele dossier. Steve, I want to shift this a little bit because I want to talk about some of the elections that we have coming up. Obviously, we had 7 states, 7 counties in 2020. That was where the major fraud went down. Pennsylvania, of course, they were taking absentee ballots and, we're going to count the ones that were after the date of the election. They thought that was fine to do. Their Supreme Court had ruled on that. But now, apparently, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court orders undated, wrongly dated ballots not to be counted. How is that going to impact the election coming this Tuesday?
Well, it's certainly going to help. I mean, I spoke to Cleta Mitchell. She's working with me and Bannon and a lot of the people about Pennsylvania. She's really worried about Pennsylvania. I think we heard there was like 385,000 votes that was sent out to people who don't even exist. And they found that out. So Pennsylvania is going to be the worst because they're still not letting poll watchers watch. And even when they can watch, they put them back so far, you don't even know what they're going to do. You know what I'm saying? So we have a lot of lawyers in Pennsylvania. We've got a lot of people working. A lot of our precinct strategy people are working. They're all calling me saying we've got more volunteers than ever before. And, even when I spoke to President Trump yesterday, like he said, the election was stolen. I hope it doesn't get stolen again. And I said to him, we have so many voters that are voting for Republicans. The Democrats are voting for Republicans. The independents, the Republicans, unaffiliated. Because they all see what's happening to this country. So, we really have to watch what's going on and, go from there. So one of the things we're having, which, I wanted to let you know before we go, is that we're going to have a special event in Mar-a-Lago on the 1st of December. It's called Winterfest. It is not cheap, but if you want to go, call Martha Bonetta Fain at 571-839-1143. What's going to happen here, you're going to see President Trump and you're going to see all the congressmen and senators that have won the elections, and they will be there. You'll be able to speak to them, tell them your gripes, tell them you want them to help with the country. I think they know that, but there are some rhinos out there, as we know, and probably McConnell won't show up because, he hates us. So we're hoping that if we get the majority that they vote him out because he has really hurt the country. It's really sad. But around the country, I want to thank all the people that have come out. We have people that are tirelessly working 12 hours a day. I speak to them. They can't even call me because they're out there working and getting people signed up, getting vote. They are behind us 100%. This is so sensational on this election, we're going to find out a lot of stuff, because as you speak to people, they tell you what's going on. You know what I'm saying? That's why precinct strategy is so important. It's the ground floor. General Bodine said he has 1,000 volunteers, and that tells you something. And I spoke to the general, and I said, listen, win or lose, I want you to get other generals and other majors, because those are the people that lead the country. He knows who are the MAGA ones, and we've got to get those people. And I said the same thing to President Trump yesterday, and he agreed. Because, you know, you don't know who a candidate's coming in. It could be bad, different, you know, whatever. But we know that generals who have led this country, and he had 2 Purple Hearts, 5 Distinguished Medals of Honor, 15 other medals. He's the first guy that I've ever endorsed in my life and ever endorsed a candidate. So it tells you something about him. And
love it.
I'm just happy that he called me after he won, you know, the primary. And he said, Steve, thank you very much. And that's really what we want to hear from people, that we've helped. And I got to stand back for all the people. And, you know, if you want to call me. And one of the things I tell people, even though we do the flag shirts, when you go out to vote or you go to a rally, wear the flag shirt. It shows you're a Republican. It shows you love this country. Wear your defend the border. I mean, this is the most important thing. Call me, you know, if you have to. We will answer all your questions, because a lot of people don't know. Go to 954-318-6902. Or it's Stern 1054 AOL. I will answer you within 2 days, because, you know, when you get 500 calls and you're on TV a lot, it's hard to do that. But everybody gets called. And they get called. They say, I didn't really think you were going to call me. I said, I call everybody.
Oh, no.
That's what we do. So
you call. I've seen you on Bannon several times, Steve. I know how you are. So you're very authentic, which is just absolutely tremendous. So now I'm going to ask the question I think a lot of people are wondering. Let's go with, we're going to have this massive red wave on Tuesday, and then we're going to have the inauguration and getting everybody sworn into Congress and Senate in 2023. Do you expect, and does the President Trump, that is, expect to have Biden and Harris impeached?
I don't think they want to go through that route, because they're wasting their time. We're not going to have enough to override his veto, and I think that everybody knows the way he is. You impeach him and her, and look who we got as the president.
Nancy.
We have Nancy Pelosi.
You have a beard and drunk.
You know,
but if you have the majority in the House and the Senate, I mean, can't you appoint another speaker?
Well, no, you need 2/3, and that's not going to happen. He's going to veto. If you impeach him, he's going to veto it. Now, we can waste our time with doing that, but I think it's more important that the House and Senate get on with the duty, get the oil back, which is really creating, excuse me, the inflation. I mean, a lot of Democrats have no clue that because we canceled all the oil to come out, the price has gone up. It's one simple thing. People can't understand that. And I tell them, hey, look, get the pipeline going, get the oil, let us do it on government property. All of a sudden, you're going to see oil prices come down. It makes all the sense in the world. And then when they interview people on Fox and Democrats, when they interview them, they said, oh, yeah, we really wanted the oil to be there, but 20 years from now, we don't want it there. And they tell them, are you crazy? You put the price up. It's $8.72 in California. Can you imagine if you're in California, you're paying $8.72? I mean, 10 gallons is $80.
The whole thing is insane. But, you know, the part that's going to be maddening is, of course, the left media spin is going to write the script that just because Congress flipped and started getting some better policies in place, they're going to give credit to the mushroom sitting in the White House. You know, this is the part I can't stand.
Yeah, but we don't really care about that. We got to get the job done. And one of the things that we did yesterday, and why my grandson was actually at with President Trump, we were talking about Turning Point. We're working with Tyler Boyer and Turning Point and getting young people involved. So we have a split. We got the young people over here. We got the executive committees over here. I'm going out to their convention, and Michelle and I are going to try to get some stuff done out there. And what we're going to do is talk to the kids and say, why aren't you joining the executive committees? Because I'm 81. You know, I'm not going to make it another 20, 30 years. So we need the younger people to come in and take over. So, you know, even though the funny thing about yesterday, when I told President Trump I was 81, he said, Steve, you look 40. How do you do it? I said, I can't give you that secret. You know, my wife will get upset. So I thought that was one of the funniest things that happened yesterday, you know, and there's a lot of stuff that he said, you know, in the hour. And, you know, I guess a lot of stuff he doesn't want out. But I will tell you this. He is a hardworking man, because when we were there, I can't even tell you the amount of calls that were coming through on a continuous basis. So he was talking to me. He was answering phone calls. He was seeing how the election is going with everybody. And, you know, it's just super phenomenal to have a man like that. I mean, I've spoken to him four or five times, and he's so intelligent, he knows everything that's going on. And if he doesn't, he asks you. When I went to the America Freedom Tour and I got involved in conversation with him, he said, Steve, if I knew about precinctstrategy.com 3 years ago, I would have won the election. And I said, well, that's something to admit, you know what I'm saying? But he also asked, when he went over, there was 25 people there, he asked a lot of good questions. He wants to know everything, you know what I mean? And, you know, a lot of people don't like him because he tweets and he does that. But I got to tell you, he's got a great heart. Yeah. I can tell you some of the things that he's done that are unbelievable. And, you know, he won that great award when they put all this information up about Israel and what he's done for Israel. It was sensational. And, you know, we're going to do this. We have this Defend the Border with Tom Homan. They're going down to the border. They're going to really show the Democrats, independents, what's really happening down there. They're going to spend 2 months filming everything that's really happening and bring it out. So I think when the election and the people get in, you're going to see a lot of stuff happening. Because I speak to Democrats, I said, what do you think about the border being open? The border's open? I didn't know that. I mean, because they watch, you know, CNBC, they watch CNN, they get ridiculous stuff coming out there. They never talk about the border. So it makes, you can tell that people don't know everything that's going on. You would think with gas prices, with inflation and everything else, they would know what's happening. And they have, you know, we speak to people all the time. They have no knowledge of what's really going on. There's so many people don't even want to get involved. Mm-mm. You know what I mean? If we have 240,000 involved in our precinct strategy, and we got 60 million voters, where are the rest of the people? Why don't they get involved? You know, it makes no sense.
100%. And this is, again, going back to the foundation of how our country was founded, right? We were a union of states. We were not a federal territory through zip codes and everything else they've done. And the banking fraud and the 14th Amendment, they basically federalized every state citizen and made us all U.S. federal citizens. And that's not what this country's structure and the construct was originally supposed to be about. Have you ever had any conversations with the president about that and how we restore the republic and get out of this mob rule democracy that we've deteriorated into?
He says just vote Republicans in so that we can change a lot of the laws. I mean, that's one of the things that Soros did, which was very smart. I mean, you know, the guy's a brain because, you know, he got all these people elected and they control the voting. So if they control the voting, and you know how when they came to him said, oh, no, everything is fine. Well, we got, you know, Robert Beatles in Nevada spending $2 million and taking videos and showing everybody what's going on. We got Cleta Mitchell working on it and Lindell spending $23 million on showing what's going on. Well, there's got to be some crazy people here because somebody's got to turn and say, hey, look, yes, I'm guilty of voter fraud and I want to tell you how it's done and give me immunity. It's going to happen because, you know, people, they just can't go by this. I mean, it's like, and they're good with this. You know what I mean? How can people cheat and still be good with this and see what's happening in the United States? But I will say, you know, that we have more and more people because when we go to lunch and we're wearing our flag shirts and they know we're Republicans, they said, how do we get involved? And we flip up our card for the Republican Party. We tell them to get involved. And it's happening. We got a guy here, Chris Marino, who took over for what I did in Broward. He gives me a lot of information. Mm-hmm. He was there last night and we talked.
Isn't he the truck guy? Doesn't he do the trucks?
No. That's a different guy. Chris was a guy that came into the Broward Executive Committee. I asked him if he'd take over my job as membership director. He lives in Deerfield Beach. We had no people. I couldn't get anybody in Deerfield Beach. He said, let me do it. He went door to door. He convinced people. We got 50, 60 people in Deerfield Beach as committee men. It's unbelievable because Deerfield Beach was crazy with the Democrats. There were certain, you know, a lot of people came down from New York, retired here. And, you know, the teachers, the school teachers and all these people who are unions and they just vote Democrat all the time. And, you know, we have a hard time in Broward with 3 or 4 congressmen, and we hope this time we turn it. If not, one of the good things that we said, and we're very smart this time, if you lose the election this time, you start on the election the next day.
Right.
You do That's not it. Wait mm-hmm. a year or something like that. Mm-hmm. And we're telling everybody this. And we're learning, you know, we have people that take 80% of the money that, you know, they send an email out and you put your money in for a candidate. And these people take 80%. And I told them, we can't do this anymore.
No.
The candidate's got to get 90% of the money. You get 10%. That's some of the things that we're learning. So what I do is what Shell do. We have people on this Zoom every other Tuesday. And we ask people to get involved and tell us what's happening in every state. So last week we had somebody from Hawaii. Nobody hears from Hawaii every time. She says, I'm running for office. You know, let's see what's going on. We've had people in from Arizona, naturally, but New Mexico, one of the guys told me, please tell the president that New Mexico, we're gonna win. And when I did my success stories on Bannon, because Bannon about a year ago asked me if I would bring in people because I knew a lot of people, the first person I brought in was New Mexico. And he
That's
says,
right.
Why are you bringing in New Mexico? We have to do the states that are big. I said, no. And after he heard the guy, he says, Steve, I understand. Next guy I brought was Delaware. Steve, why are you bringing in Delaware? So, you know, that was the thing. So
absolutely. We're glad
you had us on. And yeah, any last minute things you want us to say?
Well, I just want to thank you both, and I mean it sincerely from the bottom of my heart, because I have been banging the drum of civic duty for 7 years and how important it is mm-hmm. on various TV shows I've either been on or hosted or been guest on, and it's about we the people, and that's what our founding fathers' documents right here, our Constitution, tell us that. So we've got to be engaged. We have to be heads up, and I just want to thank you for everything that you've done to contribute to the success of restoring the Republic. And I look forward to the fruits of your labor on Tuesday, November 8th. I'll be at the polls first thing in the morning.
Action.
Yeah, and thank you for everything that you do, Ann, and for having us on the show. And remember, everybody, go in person, day of blue ballpoint pen, and start telling all your friends every single day. That's how we're going to overcome these algorithms, and that's how we're going to win. But it doesn't end like the guy said. It's literally the hard work is going to start on the 9th, because, yes, we might have Republicans in there, but we got to get out those rhinos. So it's going to take some work.
Well, both of you, thank you so much. Michelle Swinnick, Steve Stern, appreciate you. And I will look forward to celebrating with you after November 8th. God bless you. All right, folks, that is a wrap for today. We've got Michael Corey, who's an investigative journalist, joining us tomorrow. And Mark Mix also joining us as well with respect to the National Right to Work Committee and the National Right to Work Defense Fund. He's going to be talking about the importance of voting GOP on Tuesday. Because it's time to make sure that the unions aren't dictating your vote. Thank you so much for tuning in, as always, and we will see you back tomorrow at 1 o'clock Eastern here on BrighteOn.tv.